program presented by the Nerdish Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds and otakus across the multiverse. All Nerdish Show programming is made possible by a comic shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and also a good spot to get some budding. And with generous support from viewers like you. For more Nerdish Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other five nerdy programming, visit nerdishshow.com.
Welcome to the 39th episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast. My name is Dylan, and with me is the hippest man in the room, Glitch.
What's up?
Across the pond is the stupid awesome analyst, John.
Hello.
And, of course, a hard man with harder opinion, it's Andrew.
I'm here,
the
Andrew.
The sole reason that Michaels got breached.
I don't work at Michaels.
That's your new, you don't work at Michaels anymore?
No, I do, I just don't want the internet knowing that.
Yeah, edit it out.
Good luck editing this out.
We'll do it around the show. It's going to be dropped throughout the entire show.
No, I do have
like
a legitimate
times.
I do have a legitimate excuse working there, seeing that I'm an art teacher there. So
there we go.
It's more professional than just being
you
a
can,
bum.
You, as a disguise, you can take off your mustache.
I actually have a playoff beard right now, believe it or not. So I have a full gross beard. All right, so why don't we get started?
Sure. You want to ring your news
Why
bell?
Why don't we?
Ring the news bell. News.
We really need a sound effect for that one day.
No sound effects.
I've got an old-timey, counter bell somewhere. I don't know if it's in my apartment or back in my parents.
So. I thought it was something, you could go get right now and make a noise.
No, I don't know where it is.
It's somewhere, but it will make a noise.
It probably would be really annoying. It's really loud.
It's like sounds like you, yeah.
Air raid siren.
Yeah, just one day. So, we got quite a few interesting things in media news. First up, did you guys hear about Sony selling its entire stakes to Square Enix?
Yes.
How crazy is that? I mean, Sony...
And by stakes, you mean stocks, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, I was hoping, they sold all their meat to Sony.
Yeah, all their... Here's all of our stakes.
That one good Final Fantasy cookout.
This is much less important than what our money...
It's 10 meters worth of meat.
Yeah, 10 meters of steak.
10 meter steaks.
No, actually, though, but I mean, I didn't realize how many shares they had in Square Enix. 9.52 million shares, which equals $47 million in Square Enix.
Wow.
Which is weird because they're only the third largest stakeholders in Square Enix. So that's 8.2%. They own 8.2% of Square Enix's stocks.
So who else owns the rest?
I don't know.
Hair gel companies.
I was just about to make that joke. Crazy hairstylist companies.
Leather companies.
Weird birds.
The giant bird ostrich farms.
People are hoping, people around the internet have been saying that they're hoping that, I hope Nintendo picks up more so they can put Final Fantasy characters in Smash Brothers,
Yeah.
I mean, Square Enix recently, within the past couple years, has gone through, restructuring. I think a lot of them, head guys have, swapped jobs or left, and they've gotten new people in charge now.
Yeah, the original Final Fantasy XIV really didn't help them out that much.
Yeah, I've heard good things about Realms Reborn.
Once I get a PS4, I will get Realm Reborn, because I don't have a computer strong enough to run it. So if I get a PS4, I'll be getting it to play it. Plays all the cat girls.
So the moral of the story is break out your wallets, everyone, and buy Square Enix stock.
Yep, 8.2% available. All right.
Realistically, you could probably only afford, 0.00081%.
Probably.
But if that many shares is 47 million, you could probably still make about $100.
We're not giving broker advice on this podcast.
Next time on Wicked Anime, we talk stocks. Yeah. Next news story.
Sure,
Square Enix
beat
gone.
The horse.
Okay, so next up in media news, I'm wicked excited about this because Funimation announced that they have an English cast for the anime Bento.
Which means they're releasing Bento.
And now, is it about lunch?
Yeah, Bento is the anime that I rave about all the time. It's about, like, when supermarkets close down early, bentos go on sale for half price, and people, like, go in there, and they, like, beat the crap out of each other to win the bento boxes.
Yeah, it's a really funny anime.
It's super awesome.
How good
awesome.
Are these bento boxes?
Like, they're just regular boxes, but they're half price, so it makes them even better.
Yeah, and basically
so
they're
Black
called
Friday the anime.
Yeah, pretty much, actually.
Oh, it's really cool. It's only 13 episodes long. You should really check it out. It's
good action, great comedy.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. That's a good anime. Especially when it comes out on DVD. I was really surprised to hear that they were English casting it, but Funimation always English casts stuff. It is a B-list crew from Funimation, but they are mixing in a lot of their A-listers for the supporting cast.
Which is good, because the supporting cast actually shows up a lot. Like, you see a lot of reoccurring.
So the next story, this is one that I'm really excited about, because as everybody knows, I'm a huge Oriimo fan.
Minus last three episodes or so.
Yeah, that didn't happen. Dark Horse got a hold of the manga for a spin-off series of Oriimo, with one of their most famous characters, which was Kirin Echo, or not famous, most popular characters, which was Kirin Echo. So they're releasing Oriimo Kirin Echo, which is only a 3-volume manga. Thank you, Dark Horse.
But do you know what it's about or anything like
not
that?
Not really. It doesn't have a huge synopsis other than that it's about Kirin Echo as the main character instead of Kirino, like it is in Oriimo.
So is it like a different route? Like, if, like, the route went in her direction instead of...
It doesn't say, and I didn't look into it as much. I was just excited that there's something coming out about Kirin Echo and not Kirino.
Kind of neat.
Kind of neat.
Kind of neat.
Slightly neat.
Why is Andrew doing the news stories?
Well, this was more his thing. Andrew only did the Oriimo one.
You throw me off.
I was the one that looked him up today.
Yeah.
We're getting weary throwing up now.
Because I slept in.
Yeah. So actually, I'll do this next one, too.
No!
So,
what about Cat Girls?
So Aniplex and BangZoom dubbing studio announced at SakuraCon, at the Anime Expo booth, they will be doing open auditions for Magi Season 2, the English dub. So that means Joe Schmo, who's at Anime Expo, can go throw in his voice and possibly get casted for an anime.
Talk about G-List.
They have, like, the booth number. None of us are going to Anime Expo, so it really doesn't matter. But how funny would that be? It was just like, Wicked Anime and Magi. It's probably all background characters, but it's still a cool idea. Apparently, they did do it for Magi Season 1 as well. They did an open forum for voice casting. I remember them doing it, too, but this one's at a convention where you can go audition. It's pretty neat.
It's going to be a long line.
It is going to be I imagine that it's going to be a very long line, especially because at Anime Expo, every line is long. So, but who knows? There might not be that many people who are too excited about having. They might be embarrassed about things.
Yeah, it's just going to be like, all right, read this line for us. Oh, okay, next.
Ah, oh, old Speed Racer stuff. Oh, that would be awesome if they just. It's like, I'm going to make it more Speed Racer-y.
This does not sound like Speed Racer.
So last up in media news, this isn't really a news story, but we're really excited to talk about it because we finally saw it. The Raid 2.
Dylan, did you see The Raid? Did you get a chance to go see it? You really? Oh, man, you missed it. It was so good.
Shut up.
It's not Japanese related, Andrew and I are really, really into martial arts movies, and
specifically foreign martial arts movies, because Jean-Claude Van Damme movies are not good, and technically those are.
Actually, speak for yourself. I love Street Fighter.
Well, Street Fighter's a different story, though.
Yeah.
America doesn't really have martial arts movies. We have gun movies.
Yeah, every once in a while we throw Jackie Chan in the mix. Yeah.
Or Bruce Lee.
And parkour.
Well, he's dead now, so...
Well, we gotta team him up with somebody funny like Chris Tucker or Owen Wilson.
Or Jet Li as well, who actually met instead of Bruce Lee, because him Jet being Li. Dead and all.
And Donnie Yen was in a Jackie Chan movie, so... anyway, so The Raid 2 was good. If you guys haven't seen The Raid 1, watch that, because it's amazing, and then watch The Raid 2 because it's even better, which is saying
it's
a lot.
It's amazinger.
It was freaking violent. That was like one of the most violent movies I have ever scene.
Yeah, I believe my my Facebook post after that was, you want to see how hard someone can swing a baseball bat? Go see The Raid 2.
Yes.
Good date movie?
It was a very good date movie.
2.5 hours of face punching.
Yeah, it's it was brutally violent.
Yeah, there was some stuff in there that like actually shot me. Like the
it made me uncomfortable.
If you've seen the trailers for it, one of the fight scenes is like there's a jailbreak and there's this huge fight in like this mud pit in a jail yard. And there's this one shot where like a whole bunch of riot unit guys come running into like settle the fight, and like the camera pans through and there's a shot of this one guy ripping off this other guy's jaw, like in
chew on this.
Oh man, it was it was so brutal. And I just don't know. We were with a friend, and he had to turn to me during the movie one time and just be like, "These people aren't actually dying, are they?" Like, it was so violent that he was just like, "They." I know it's a foreign film and they have different unions and everything, but they're not actually killing people in this movie, are they? I was like, no, they're not actually killing people in this movie. You don't have to worry.
They made it extremely convincing, though.
Yeah.
Go see The Raid 2. Oh my gosh. So good. That's all for media news. So it's time to move on to some strange news.
Yeah, we don't have game news. Unless you want to just say, hey, Final Fantasy 14, new release, Square Enix. All right, done with game news.
And that's it for gaming news.
Yeah. Strange news! I actually looked up all the strange news this time as well.
Jeez, John. How do you do it, John?
I told you, I was sleeping in.
And I actually picked up some pretty good stories. Let's start with the weaker one, which is the marketable power suit. There is actually a power suit in development right now.
And when
what
you say,
kind of power suit?
Yeah, when you say power suit, what do you mean?
Now,
really bulky kind of thing? Like, you know,
now
a Gundam?
Yeah, like when you think of power suit, like you think of... You know, like Space Marines.
I think of aliens.
Aliens?
Yeah, the loader thing that.
Oh, that was just that's just a loader.
Yeah, it was a power suit whipped. Though.
I think of like Space Marines and stuff like that. Anyway, so this is a power suit that attaches around your waist to your back and then to your legs to help. It moves. It's a hydraulic system where basically it assists in walking and moving and everything like that, which is really fantastic. That is, like, the coolest thing ever. It's been tested to go upstairs, go over different terrains, and it can move up to about 7.5 miles an hour right now, which is not very fast, but it is good for if you need walking assistance.
You can't walk at all and something helps you walk.
Yeah.
Not a bad thing.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a really, really cool thing. I mean, it's cool. I guess that it's not really strange in any way, but it is strange that power suit. It is a thing that's going to happen.
Suddenly people who couldn't walk are now more powerful than people who can.
They're more machine than men now.
Yeah.
I wonder what it's like to get kicked by like a hydraulic a hydraulic kick. Boom. Oh,
that can be arranged right now.
Let's go see The Raid 2.
Yep.
A nice piston. Set it up horizontally. Stand in front of it.
All right, moving on. The next one is there's a professor. What's his name? I'll look up his name.
What's his name?
That's actually his name.
Yeah. Hirotaka
Professor Wiley?
Yeah.
Good news, everyone.
Oh, my goodness. Dr. Hirotaka Osawa.
Hirotaka?
He's a university... he's a university professor.
Is he a soft taco?
Yes.
No, he's hard. He's a hero. He's hard on evil.
Yes, this is correct. This is all correct. A university professor who has created emotion glasses. They're like contact lenses or anything. Not like contact lenses. They're glasses that go around your face, but they kind of work like glasses. But they assist in motion or emotion. It's a pair of LED eyes that go over your real eyes that basically assist in what they call emotional labor jobs, which is jobs that require you to force emotion, like being in customer service when talking to somebody rude, being an airline stewardess, being a teacher, all those different things where you have to force emotion, where it's emotionally taxing. Where you put these glasses on, and they help you force emotion that you're not actually making, like, because they make the eye shapes for you and everything like that.
So it's just helping people lie?
Yeah, pretty basically. Much.
But like it's like the worst lie ever because people like you look if you look at these glasses, it looks like they're made out of Lego bricks.
Yeah, we'll post a link in the description. But the glasses are very unappealing right now. They're in their final form.
But yeah,
they're not even in the final
exactly,
form.
Exactly, I'm glad you caught on.
But they look worse than Google Glass.
Yes, they. Well, Google Glass is actually pretty classy. These are not Google Glass. These are like Google Glass's swimming goggles.
So, wow. What are they called again?
Lego bricks.
They're called Agency Glass. They're called Agency Glass, all one word.
See, I was hoping that the glasses changed with their mood. You could see people's mood.
Well, and now here's the positive spin on the glasses so far. It is a goofy idea, but what they said was what it will help is people with autism, like people with autism have trouble emoting, and this will help. With receiving responses and giving out responses.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your old pal, Hiro Taco. I'm going to teach you how to be happy.
Hiro Taco. Hiro Taco.
Happy, happy shade, shades. Happy, happy shade.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Do you know if you can wink, like, with the glasses, but not actually wink in real life?
I think that's the whole idea of the glasses. Just the glasses just closes one eye.
But they like, what if they break down and they can't stop winking? And like, just going around sending the wrong message.
Well, I'm thinking that
what
like,
kind of wink does
it? Just like, looks like you have a lazy eye.
I understand like, what you're doing, wink. Like, hey, how you doing, wink?
You get the lazy eye agency glasses.
It's like the one walkie-talkie at work that doesn't work. It's like everybody has to pick up their agency glasses at the beginning of the day. Oh, you got the busted one.
How long before you think that they have like novelty ones where the eyes are like shining guns and like crazy eye looking stuff?
I bet
the next
anime
convention.
I bet somebody's gonna once they actually go commercial, they'll probably end up having people being able to program their own. Hacking into what they have already programmed inside of them.
The developer's
maybe robot
kit.
Eyes.
I would want to offset mine so that it would, like my eyes would be looking in different directions like a chameleon all the time.
They just follow you
That's
around.
That's how like you emote.
All right.
When you said emotion glasses, I thought you meant like little screens that if you were happy, like hearts would appear or something like that.
No, these are for like legitimate work reasons.
Yeah. I just looked at a couple photos of them.
Weird, right?
Weird.
Yeah, like the giant brick thing. All right. So a final bit of strange news that's pretty funny that we found this week is a new idol group, or I don't know about a new idol group, but an idol group called Rev from DVL released a new single. Each single that you bought had a ticket in it to gain access to a high five party that they were hosting. Now there's 13 members in this group, this idol group, and the high five party was on 3 days of the week in April. Like 16th, 17th, and 20th or something like that. Each single that you got, the ticket inside, was only available for one of the idols. So
I got Joey.
Yeah, so you got a ticket in it with
one American guy.
with an idol's name on it, and idol otakus were very, very upset by this because they weren't... Not every single one of them could gain access to the main girl of the group.
Imagine how the fights would start that way.
Yeah, her name
like,
is...
I got a golden ticket.
That's what they were called. They were called golden tickets.
Can we also talk about the high five party and what that is?
A what?
That too, yeah.
Oh, no, that's all it is you got a ticket to a high five party where all 13 of the idols would be there, but you could only gain access to visiting one where you got to either high five them or handshake with them. And that's it. Welcome to the high five party.
See, I was thinking more like everyone goes to the party at a certain time. They just run up with their hands up and start high-fiving everybody just running through.
See, and that's just it. They gained access, and everybody was looking for the main idol's name, which was Kana Hashimoto.
It was Willy Wonka.
And everybody was looking for her name, and so people would buy multiple singles to get multiple tickets. They would find themselves to be very, very disappointed. The article that I read about this was very hilarious in the fact that they said it was almost like
if you got if they did this for the Jackson 5, but you got the ticket to meet Tito.
Oh, I got your maid.
They reassured
like Janet. She's not even.
They reassured.
That's when you get the bootleg single.
The article reassured us that they're sure Tito is a very nice person. but you get the gist. That was from Rocket News. But that's as strange as it gets.
Indeed,
as strange as it gets.
So, it's time to move on to what we're watching. It's been a long time since we've done what we're watching.
Yeah, and which is actually pretty good because we're watching a lot now that we have our haul. Jonathan and I at least have our haul from Anime Boston and the new season of anime started. So I've been watching a bunch. But do you guys want to start? What have you been watching? Nothing.
Turtles.
I'm so surprised.
Michael Bay's Turtles.
Look, don't get me started on that. We can have a whole different podcast for that. Which I will defend and deny it at the same time.
You've been playing Pokemon. How have you been liking Pokemon?
He's been playing Pokemon this whole podcast.
That explains how much I like it right now.
He was even texting, too, at one point.
I haven't... Just go ahead and tattle everything, you bastard. I hate you, Dylan. But
he's also filing his taxes.
juggling.
He's really late on them.
But considering, like, I haven't played Pokemon since Emerald, it's a nice jumping on point. Like, X and Y did it nice where you can be new and not know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, I haven't played Pokemon since Blue, so, yeah, I will agree that's definitely a good jumping on point.
It appeals to old and new fans.
Yes.
Well, the only thing I watched wasn't very good. I didn't realize that there was a High School of the Dead OVA, and I also did not realize that it was a beach episode.
Yes, I watched that too. And
that just come out really recently, or
no?
Has it
been out for quite a while? Because actually, what came out recently was the DVD release of it, North American DVD release of it.
Gotcha.
Which, they had that at Anime Boston,
so too. I haven't seen it. What's it?
It's like your typical beach episode, but there's like this weird thing where they are trying to cook some fish, but somehow it creates a hallucinogenic smoke, and they all start having like sexy hallucinations.
Yeah.
And the only time you see a zombie is in like the last 20 seconds of the episode.
But it's a sexy zombie.
Yeah. They were. I think they were in bikinis, actually.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Well, because they... Cause
what happens when I joke.
Because they escaped to an island. Like, they escaped away to a deserted island where they didn't think there were any zombies on it.
Oh my gosh, that's like the ending of the remake of Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, except there's no beach party at the end of Dawn of the Dead. Everybody dies.
No, the...
Yeah, the two male characters spend, like, the first half of the episode looking for food, and the one dude brings back fish, and I don't understand how...
It was the leaves. The leaves?
The leaves that they cooked?
Yeah, so they were burning the leaves to make a fire to cook the fish, and it released hallucinogenic smoke.
Oh, I thought they ate zombie fish.
Nah.
That would be my guess.
The other thing about it too was that was only like the first half of it. It was only like the first 15 minutes or so was the beach thing, and then the second half was something else, but I don't remember what it was. Well, I don't like the anime to High School of the Dead at all. The manga is so much better, and I don't want to say classier, but it is a lot better.
They deal with the fan service a lot better. There's no Matrix boobs.
Yeah, it's
fun though.
Yeah, I just do not like the anime of High School of the Dead at all. Please just read the manga. It's so much more worth your time. But yeah, that OVA was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
What I've been watching out of the new season is JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, obviously, which is still freaking amazing. I haven't started watching it yet, but what I plan on watching next is Nanana's Buried Treasure. I watched the first 15 minutes of it or so. Maybe the first 10 minutes. And the animation is fantastic. It reminds me, it's very fluid and very fast. The character designs are great. And it's one of the most highly ranked reviews so far. So I'm very interested in watching it. That has about 2 episodes out right now. So I'm going to watch Nanana's Buried Treasure. But aside from the new season, this is an anime I picked up at Anime Boston. It was a Bludgeoning Angel Dokuro-chan, which is a 2-series, 6 episodes each, so a 12-series episodes thing total. And it's ridiculous. It's incredibly bloody, incredibly gory,
and the weirdest animation I've ever seen. Just that weird brand of Japanese humor. It's funny, though. If you want to check it out, you can't really find it online. I've tried. You have to buy the DVDs.
I've been watching a lot of new stuff from Crunchyroll.
I watched a new show called If Her Flag Breaks, which is this weird... Like, glitches out of Pokemon mode now.
It's not as dirty as you would imagine.
Aww.
Though it's very, it has that very, very classic harem feel to it. Almost like it's like the adaption of a visual novel. But it's really good in the sense that if you like shows like Love Hina and stuff like that, you'll like this one. It's about this kid. He doesn't like people being around him because whenever people are around him, he brings bad luck to them. Because what he can do is he can see people's emotions by flags that grow out of their head.
So, like, eye agency glasses?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yes.
Agency hats. But what they do is, like, they show their goals or desires and what is going to become of them with their interaction with people. So, like, if they want to make a friend with somebody, if they approach somebody, a friend flag will grow out of their head. And if they're gonna want to fall in love with somebody, like a romance thing will grow out of their head. And he doesn't like people being around him because they get bad luck whenever they're around him and they die because there's like these death flags that like these black flags that grow out of people's heads when he's around them. So what he has to do is he has to break the flags on their heads by denying them their desire of the interaction. So like when people go over and have a friendship flag grown out of their head, he'll say something that like, no, I don't want to be your friend, and it breaks the flag and they go away. So what happens is,
I don't want to be your friend.
So the show starts out where he meets a girl who doesn't have the ability to grow flags out of her head. So she can be friends with him, but she doesn't like him. And so that's the first girl that he meets. The second girl that he meets is this girl who, no matter what he does, she always grows the flag back from when he breaks it. And she's the first character they introduce where there's going to be interactions and whatnot. And like, she is the first character who has a death flag grow out of her head because, you know, she can't get her flag broken. So it's starting to sound weird. But
or break the flag.
But anyways,
it's growing out of his head.
But anyways, like, he meets a whole bunch of girls and they end up living in a dorm room together, and he's the only
Surprise.
Guy. Yeah, woo, what? And even though it's really cliche in a lot of things, like, it's really there's a lot of tropes in this anime where he's like the new student who walks in and, you know, oh, there's an open seat right by that girl that you met this morning who got really mad at you. You know, it's anime. Yeah, it's really cliche, but it goes back to basics. And the reason why I like it is because it goes back to those basics.
Yeah, I haven't started watching that one. I'll check that one out.
And then the other thing that I was watching was called The Comic Artist and His Assistants. This is about, like, it's a show, it's only 15 minutes long per episode. It's a show about indie comic book artists and the people who assist him. He is a pervert, so it's, again, really cliche, but, like, there's a lot of things going on where, like, oh, I don't know how to show this panty shot. Hey, assistant, show me your panties, you know, because he works with only women. And then it's like, oh, I don't know what groping breasts feel like. Hey, can I grope your breasts? You know, and the assistant is, like, super reluctant to be, like, okay to all these things. You kind of got to make a judgment call on that yourself, but it is really perverted and everything, but it's supposed to be a satire. People have been taking it too seriously online, saying it promotes sexual harassment. It really doesn't. Like, come on.
We like to complain about everything. We just throw in the towel for everything and just be like, that is unacceptable. I'm offended.
I like the show. I think it's funny. It's only 15 minutes long per episode, so it's only in small doses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how we can handle our perversions, only in small doses.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's been a while since we've done the actual flow. Do we are on the Tapagotchi now?
I guess we made it to the Tapagotchi.
Woohoo! We did it.
Yeah, Con Month messed us up and homework messed us up. So this episode, we are doing a fan recommended topic, which is WTF anime, or WTF just happened.
That's the title they gave
us. Yeah.
The fan is our fan from Iceland who...
I thought... Victor.
Yes. That's Victor. Your name, Glitch.
Hey, can we spell it differently?
Wait, your name's Victor?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think somebody has learned something today.
He wanted us to do this topic, and he knows we already did a topic on bad anime endings. He said this is different from bad anime endings, which I agreed with him, because this could be anything from an anime that either confused you, you just had no idea what was going on. WTF anime. All right.
I've got quite a few.
Yeah, I do too, actually.
Word.
Hold on 1 second. Are we going to get into spoilers with these?
My examples are not spoiler heavy, but yes, this may include spoilers.
Heads up,
there everybody.
There may be spoilers.
We're gonna try to keep away from spoilers as much as possible. But most of these series have probably been out for a very long time.
Yeah.
So if you haven't watched it yet, then I'm sorry.
And just a prelude: not all WTF moments in anime are bad necessarily. Some of them really are. Some of them ruin a story. Bless you.
Bless you. Please keep this in.
So some of them really are. Like some of them really do completely ruin a story, but some of them don't. Like some of them are just those strange moments in it. Like it's, you can't even add like Nichijou, because every moment in Nichijou
But that's not what he's talking about. He's not talking about stuff like that. He's talking about like story driven things. Let me talk about my example, and it's basically the perfect set example. Was the entire first episode of Genocyber, where I freaking love Genocyber. And so you go through the entire first episode, and it actually tells you a story, but it doesn't tell you about the characters, it doesn't tell you about the organization, it just assumes you know everything. So I watched this entire first episode that was wicked cool, but afterwards, I had to Wikipedia search what happened. And Wikipedia actually had a full synopsis on the entire first episode, what happened from beginning to end, explained everything, all the organizations, all the creatures, what the Genocyber actually is, and then after that I was like, yeah, that was cool! And then I continued watching Genocyber. So that's kind of like, that entire thing was a WTF, what just happened. Because I don't know what happened in the anime. It just
happened.
Yeah, it just happened.
In that case, I have a really good sample. I don't know if it's a spoiler or not, because it's the ending of a particular movie that most of us have seen, which is the Eureka 7 movie.
Oh, who cares about the Eureka 7 movie?
Well,
I think the whole movie was kind of like, what the fuck?
Yeah, well, exactly.
Well, even still, but hear me out, because at least from beginning to almost end, there was a storyline that you could follow that was a good standalone story. However, the end, where they go through that weird dimension thing, and then all of a sudden, like, it just ends. Like there's like a whole other, like, two or three movies that they create from the ending, and they don't do anything with it.
Nirvash,
which was a mech in the first series, is now a Pokemon, and characters
we've talked about this countless times.
Characters are teenagers, but they're not teenagers.
We have talked about the Eureka 7 movie on this podcast so many times.
There's just no way you can figure it out.
Yeah,
it's impossible.
It's just so perfect in the WTF realm of anime.
It's more the whole movie if you're looking at it from the perspective of the entire series as a whole, but just as the movie as a standalone, the last 5, maybe 2 minutes are
I don't even remember what happened. I gotta be honest.
They go through like this. Okay, I'm gonna spoil it. They go through this weird dimension. Well, you can't really spoil it because it's like, what happened? So it's like, they go through this weird dimensional portal, and then like Renton is next to Eureka, and she's got like long hair now, and she's naked, and she can't speak, and she doesn't know who Renton is, and then like they just lie there next to each other, and the credits start rolling.
It was kind of like the end of Evangelion, except instead of the world ending, it was like a new world.
But like, why even? It has nothing to do with the fact that the entire Gecko State were 15-year-olds who were in their 40s, or any of the things that have to do with I don't know.
Didn't Nirvash, like, all of a sudden become huge, too?
No, he grew over time.
Oh.
Because he was like a Pokemon when they were kids, and then he grew. Yeah.
But he could turn back into that Pokemon thing, because remember Nirvash and then the other little one were fighting in the hospital room while one of them
was
in
the coma? This is the best. Like, this anime is seriously the best.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, remember they like, slap at each other, and they're yelling Mokyu at each other the whole time.
I thought that was at the beginning. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I mean, like, it's intriguing. It's an intriguing... I'm just confused by the ending, for the most part.
And fans of the show are just confused by the whole thing and why it ever happened.
Well, we've talked about the theory of why that movie is the way
and
it
and
is.
And I'm pretty sure our theory is very accurate. In the fact that they wanted to make their own movie, but they didn't have the budget, so they reused the assets. Even still, they created like three movies within that one movie. Like, there was like three different ideas going on to make that one movie.
Yeah. The other one that we could talk about, which was the one that we discussed right before the last podcast ended when we were thinking about this topic, was like during fan service. The ending to Masters of Martial Arts.
Yeah, I was going to bring that one up, too.
That was yours.
Probably, like, the truest example of what our friend from Iceland is talking about, because it's not, like, it's not even in, like, a good or bad type of thing. It's just, like, what?
No, that ending was awesome. That was just the best thing ever, but it...
Well, then that's probably the best in its truest form, is that it's so ridiculous that you're on board with it.
Yeah, it's because you're so thrown off by it, because it was something that's a twist that you were not expecting.
Yeah, because you had five episodes of no story, just fighting. You know, it was like a fighting tournament, like Masters of Martial Arts is a fighting tournament.
This one we really should not spoil, because as I say in my review of Master of Martial Arts, it's only six episodes long. So you can get through it really quickly, and it's worth it. It's worth the watch. Just
worth the horrible animation, the awful dialogue.
I mean, they're only half-hour episodes. You're only, like, dedicating 3 hours. I mean,
yeah,
to find this crazy ending that makes everything worth it.
Yeah, it really did. It was so bad that it was wonderful.
It is wonderfully awful. We were watching that with Jacob, weren't we, Dylan? So it was like four of us. It was
A good friend of ours.
Have you ever seen that glitch?
Uh-uh.
We'll have to tell you about it later.
You have Netflix, don't you, Dylan? You should just watch it.
I don't think it's on Netflix anymore.
Really?
I don't know. I haven't seen it there, because it used to be right on the front. Yeah, but it's for starters, it's a good boob anime for anybody who just wants to
come
for the exploding clothes, save for the weirdest ending in anime history.
There's got to be weirder endings out there.
Well,
in like those 80s animes, there's got to be some weird, messed up.
It's called Go Nagai.
Well, I don't know. Koichi Ohada's pretty good at it too. Wicked City.
Oh yeah, no. Koichi Ohada and Go Nagai. I mean, I know Go Nagai was the creator, not the studio, but so other studios made his stuff. But even like things like Black Lion that we showed. Which was I really can't spoil anything about it, because it's just so boring and only violent sometimes that I really just don't care if I spoil it for you. Even though, as much as I like Go Nagai, Black Lion is really weak. It is very heavy on the sideburns though, which is very cool. It's about a group of ninjas and a ninja killer.
He's like an immortal samurai.
Yeah, he's like an immortal samurai. You randomly find out, oh, he's a cyborg. And
what?
Yeah. And,
I didn't know that.
Well, and that's not even the WTF part of it, because it's like, okay, I get that.
I'm on board with the cyborg.
Yeah, I mean, it's Go Nagai, so I'm okay with almost anything they tell me about it. But then at the end, when they're, because they're trying to kill him this whole time and you just can't kill him. And so they finally get to the end, and you find out he used to be a human and he's out for vengeance, because I think ninjas killed his wife or something like that. And he gets killed as well, but then he gets abducted by aliens.
What?
And the aliens turn him into a cyborg, and they're like, you can get your revenge. They're fighting at the end, and Black Lion cuts off the main character's arm, and they kill him with, like, a nuclear explosion, and It's exactly how it sounds. And then all of a sudden they all wake up in the middle of a field, and the main character's arm is back, and the aliens are there, like, in their spaceships, and they said something to them, and then they went away, and then it ended.
It was a dream?
No, it was not a dream. There was really aliens.
That sounds amazing. Your description of it doesn't make it sound like a weak anime at all.
It was really, like, drawn out and really boring, but,
82 episodes.
One episode, one movie, one OVA, Black Lion. And yeah, no, it that's what I mean. It wasn't... I like Go Nagai, but it was definitely their weakest. So it wasn't Devilman.
For sure.
Which Devilman had a WTF ending, too, until I read into it, which was at the end of Devilman, they create the apocalypse, which was really cool. And then, you know, the apocalypse happens and everybody walks away like, all right, I guess we're in the apocalypse now. Cool.
That's the best attitude to have in the apocalypse. Yeah.
All right.
Exactly. Which, again, I'm going to talk about Devilman. Don't just skip to the ending of the Devilman OVAs. Watch Devilman in order.
Yeah, don't even watch the series. Just watch the three OVAs.
Yeah, just watch the three OVAs. Please watch it in order. Do not watch Amon first. That's the last one. You know, the apocalypse happens and it just ends. Cool. The apocalypse happened. Game over. And then Violence Jack came in, where you found out that Violence... they never tell you this, ever. But apparently the apocalypse in Violence Jack was the apocalypse that was created at the end of Devilman, which was like one of the coolest things ever that I found out, that they connected the stories like that.
Was that fan fiction?
No, that was not fan fiction. that was legit.
So just fin fiction.
Yes, just regular kind.
Anything from High School of the Dead?
Well, no, because I mean the story still kind of makes sense though.
Yeah, because this he wants answers from what just happened. Like, I mean, I guess with
that would be like if High School of the Dead at the final episode they found out that all the zombies were actually the real humans and the people were just dreams of zombies.
So I'm thinking more like just moments in a series that make you go, what the... Like, the whole Matrix boob thing really made me go, what the fuck?
So just a more classic example of artistic choice. Which makes sense. I mean,
well, it's kind of like the Monogatari series almost. Like,
I don't know anything about that series.
Well, you don't really have to know anything about that series other than Toothbrush Orgasm.
Oh, yeah. I do know about that.
Come again?
Yeah.
Is that a Pokemon mode again?
So here's the deal.
It was a Fetish of the Week that we missed a long time ago. And yeah, we have not done a Fetish of the Week
this
in a really
is, it's
long
definitely
time.
A WTF just happened because the creator of Monogatari, of the Monogatari series, is very art house heavy. If nobody has ever seen an art house film, it's a trip. Anyway. So basically this is Art House the anime, and he has three series out right now, all something Monogatari.
Monogatari, Bakemonogatari, and Nisei Monogatari.
Yeah, I think Bakemonogatari is the first one. There's a scene where a brother and a sister...
Oh boy.
Like the brother has a toothbrush and is brushing the sister's teeth. And she's making dem noises that females make when they're happy about things.
She's really into oral hygiene.
Yeah, it's like, it's bizarre. I'm sure you can go on... If you go onto YouTube and just type in Bakemonogatari toothbrush scene,
it will
pop up.
My gosh.
So that is definitely a WTF just happened moment for me. Not because I don't know what... Well, I suppose I don't know what happened, because why would that happen?
Maybe she has really sensitive teeth.
There's not a uvula in the back of the throat.
Look, I have sensitive teeth, and it hurts. It doesn't feel good, okay?
Well, at first, Andrew.
Ew. Okay, gross. This conversation's over.
And I'm back. I think a new fan fiction just happened.
That would be an awesome, like, fan fiction if it was recreated the toothbrush scene with, like, wicked anime cast.
It hurts at first.
Who's going to be the toothbrush?
Oh, jeez.
Who's going to be the toothbrush?
Glitch, because he has dreads.
Hey. Wait, whose mouth am I going in?
Oh, jeez, let's not continue this one.
Nope.
Let's make it Sean since he's not here.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You heard that, Sean. I'm going to your mouth soon.
This sensitive virgin teeth.
Then we break out the floss.
Well, see, another good classic example, a newer anime that came out only a couple years ago was Humanity Has Declined. Now, that entire series was pretty much just what just happened, because they actually play the series backwards.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird, because they play the episodes forwards, but they play it like episode... The first episode they show is like episode 6, and then they do episode 2 and then 3. It's so weird the way that they you know, make it, but they try to put these moments in where it's like, that is the weirdest thing I have ever seen, which was in the first episode where they go to
the food, the fairies give them the food factory.
The food manufacturing factory, and like there's this little bread robot mascot that commits suicide, like, right during the tour. And, like, it rips itself in half, and, like, it's filled with, like, red jelly.
It's, like, the cutest suicide I've ever seen.
Yeah. That was one of my favorites, because it's so disturbing.
Yeah, it's so disturbing.
But it's so funny.
Oh, just so you know, I don't condone suicide.
Yeah.
Unless it's cute. I feel like a couple of Bones... series were sort of like that, where like the whole series is like, what? Like, damned for me. I stopped watching it because I was just so confused.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's been talking about that way with Zam, that it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's, you don't really understand what, like, the supernatural powers that the person has, like, what they are, and like, there were just so many questions that never seemed to get answered, and apparently watching the whole series all the way through doesn't answer them.
Yeah, Bones has done some weird ones, especially like with Blast of Tempest too. It was kind of
Blast
of Tempest didn't make any sense.
I actually stopped watching that after like the second episode, because it was just like, this doesn't make any sense at all.
And Bones is like, Bones makes some really good stuff, but it's weird when they just don't. Like, whenever they miss with an anime, they miss. Like, it's gone. Like, they don't, like, when they shoot for the moon, they don't land among the stars. They just kind of like, free fall.
They hit a black hole.
Sandra Bullock in it. Gravity. Glitch any what the fuck moments in the Ninja Turtles?
Like the crying?
Ice cream cat. There's an episode with a mutant ice. Okay, there's an episode toward, like, the end where April brings a cat down to the sewers and it gets a hold of some ice cream that's been covered in mutagen, so it becomes like this mutant blob of ice cream, and it's still a cat, and Michelangelo kind of adopts it.
Does he eat it?
That actually inadvertently made me think of the boob alien in Space Dandy.
I actually thought of the same thing, but then I was thinking, well, like, that whole show is kind of like, what? But, like, it's supposed to be, because just crazy.
But that one in particular. I mean, like, the other things are funny that they, like other jokes in the show that are, like, universe-breaking, where, like, well, the way that they kill themselves at the end of episode one.
Or almost all episodes.
Yeah, like that one was also equally as strange in the same way that, or not even in the same way, actually, like the it's different than like the zombie episode where the entire universe is like turns into zombies. Like that one's different because like, you know, at that point you can expect that out of Space Dandy, but also it's like the entire episode itself, so it doesn't really need to be like, what just happened, you know. It's, but the boob alien thing really caught me off guard.
I don't think it was that weird. You make a monster out of the thing he loves most, boobies.
Was that the whole thing? Did I just not understand, like, that that's the reason it happened and not just the fact that the...
No, it was a boob alien.
Why question boobs? It's just...
I mean, I could talk about the ending to Oremo.
Yeah, that's true. If you haven't seen Andrew's episode of Oremo,
yeah, one, watch my review or my harder opinions on the ending to Oremo. Two, the ending to Oremo, because I watched that and it wasn't like I didn't understand what happened, so it wasn't WTF just happened in that sort of sense.
But they ruined it.
Yeah, but it was WTF just happened because my soul.
Spoilers.
It was just like shattered because. It was awful. Like, what just happened? Like, did I really just watch Kira and Echo, like, brother and sister fall in love? What the heck just happened? It was just bad.
Yeah, it had a true incest in it. Like, it wasn't a joke or anything. Like, the entire point of the series was that it was supposed to be a joke on the whole taboo of them possibly liking each other.
Oh, God.
But no, it's true. I mean, like, the entire point of the series was so that it was supposed to be a taboo, like, and...
Like,
and
a joke.
A joke that it keeps putting them in these uncomfortable situations, and it's like, oh, they're brother and sister in love. And then they make it real at the end, and they ruin every single joke that the entire series made.
Yeah. So that was a less funny WTF what happened for me. I made it funny in my review.
It was sad.
It was very sad. I was actually legitimately heartbroken because it was just such a bad ending. I got a comment on that video, on the review video I made by somebody who said, was I the only one that legitimately liked that ending that they ended up together? I was like, I think so.
No, because there was that other guy who, because you said at the end, if you like incest, you're freaking weird. The guy who said, so I guess I'm a freaking weird.
Yes, you are a freaking weird.
We don't have a weird anime collection. I mean, not as much as you think.
I do. I have a lot of 80s animes. like Preacher, like I have Preacher or Priest, where that whole show is kind of like along the line of my Genocyber collection. Mm-hmm. I have Cybernetics Guardian, I have Priest, I have Wild Cards, Silent Service, all these 80s animes that were like 60-minute movies. And I just love them, because they're awful. Well, some of them are really good, but some of them are awful.
Well, there is one that we might be able to talk about. It's another one that nobody probably has ever heard of, but Psychic Wars?
Yeah! Psychic Wars was one of the unintentionally funniest animes I've ever watched, especially in English. I suggest if you watch Psychic Wars, you watch it in English, because it's not supposed to be funny, but it's so funny. It's the only anime that I've ever... Because usually when there's a bad dub, I can, like, appreciate it still by being like, oh, poor them, and I switch it over to the Japanese. This one, I literally could not break myself away from the English dub because it was so bad and made it so funny. The main character is, like, a doctor, and he starts off normal, and as the series goes on, he slowly, like, starts being, like, really, really buff and getting huge muscles for no reason. Like, he just starts growing muscles out of nowhere, and then, and he constantly changes size to, like, beat monsters, and there's only two characters in the entire show, so when it gets to the end, it's like, oh, twist ending, but not really, because there's only two characters in the show, so what do you think was gonna happen?
One of them turns into a bad guy, and there's only two characters.
Yeah, and there's two characters in the show.
And then there's also, like, the scene, like really bad animation cuts where, like...
Yeah, the animation cuts are awful, where he starts off as a doctor in the modern world, and all of a sudden, oh, I have a special power for no reason. So he has to fight demons in his world, but then the demons have this brilliant idea of, let's go back to caveman times in Japan so we can kill all the cavemen in Japan and they'll never be born and the demons will take over modern day Japan. So the hero, who's a doctor, who gets special powers, goes back in time to help the cavemen fight off the demon army. And, like, they're fighting with, like, swords and stuff, and he's like, punching demons in the face, and then all of a sudden he's on a horse with a sword, and he cuts them apart, and... Check out Psychic Wars if you can find it.
If you can find it.
It's really funny.
It's also really hard to find, though, but...
So we're gonna trail onto some fan service real quick. We only have a couple bits of fan service from our peeps. So Mike tweeted Victoria after we came back from Anime Boston to let Victoria know, hey, tell the guys that your Anime Boston wrap-up episode was awesome.
That's good, because I was kind of shaky on.
Yeah,
we were so tired that I was super shaky on how good it came out. So thank you for letting.
So thank you, Mike, and please tell other people to tweet Victoria because that Twitter needs help. we're planning on making a better Wicked Anime Twitter at some point, but not many of us really use Twitter, so it just doesn't really help. Next is from Keto, our buddy Keto. Man, you keep sending us the craziest videos, and we love you for it. Did any of you guys watch the DMX Idolmaster mix that I sent?
No.
You didn't?
It's been a while.
I know, but I posted it on the podcast group, and you guys should really check it out, because it's one of the funniest mashups I've ever heard. And it's not even, like, funny in the sense, because, I mean, I don't like DMX, so it was funny just in the fact that it was like, oh, here's idol pop and gangsta rap, like hardcore gangsta rap. It was just, it's hilarious.
To be your alarm clock.
Yeah, exactly. It is actually perfect alarm clock of music. So thank you for that, Keto. And then he sent us a couple other ones from Clone High, Kill a Kill mashup. So thank you for those, Keto. Keep sending us your crazy library of whatever the heck. Our friend Brittany from who we kept running into almost every day at Anime Boston was messaging us, giving us her fan support, saying that we have an awesome show. And we thank you very much, any of you guys who send us the message saying we have an awesome show, because it lets us know that we are doing something right. Because we don't know
if we're doing something wrong, let us know.
Which so far we've done pretty well, I guess, because they've been pretty happy with our results.
No, they probably just unsubscribe.
Yeah. But luckily we've had more
subscribers. How many people don't unsubscribe because of me and Dylan alone?
The first comment we ever got on like the Nerdy Show thing was, not my cup of tea.
Yeah. That is correct. Oh, wonderful. So now we got two Tumblr asks over the past couple weeks since this recording. First anonymous Tumblr asks, what is your favorite robot? Big, small, piloted, or unpiloted?
I really like this question.
Yeah, and I think a majority of us said Big O.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, how could we not just... Because Big O is freaking awesome, plus our added excitement that John Hamm could play Roger Smith.
He's running out of time, though.
And besides, yeah. Who just doesn't love a Big O?
I had to throw in the Liger Zero as a wild card, too. I had forgotten. It's been so long since I've seen the original Zoid series, and I really, really liked that series.
Yeah, it's been a really long time since. I remember waking up for school in the 90s, I think, watching Zoids in the morning, and just not liking it. That was during the time where we didn't like anime, but so we were kind of haters, but whatever.
Zero. From Mega Man.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good answer.
Yeah, because that's pretty much an answer that I think people would rule out the Mega Man characters.
No, they are robots, technically.
They are absolutely robots. So, like, your answer absolutely counts.
My answer was that it's funny how many of mine were actually from American stuff, because I really like robots. Like, it's just one of my strange obsessions. I don't know why I like robots, but I do. And my favorite one, and Andrew, I didn't say this at first, but Andrew said that I should say Lord Conti, which I totally should. I don't know why I forgot about that. But my favorite robot is probably the Iron Giant from the movie The Iron Giant. Everybody watch that movie. It's amazing.
Because you're a huge Vin Diesel fan?
It was one of his best movies.
Yeah, it is one of his best movies, next to Fast Five. So Sean said Chamber from Gargantia, which I agree. Gargantia is a great anime, and Chamber's a really cool robot.
Yeah, he's got a personality, and he can, like, speak as a regular character.
Kind of. He still has, like, a robotic mind, but he is a character.
That's true, but you can connect to him better than, like, say, somebody from, like, Nirvash. Like, he's exactly like Nirvash, except he can speak his mind, which... Yeah. You can connect with them better.
And then he also said the Thunder Megazord, which is pretty baller.
I can dig it.
I didn't even think about Megazords.
Yeah.
Oh boy. What would be my favorite Megazord?
And then
Dragonzord.
I'm surprised none of us. It's kind of a Wicked Anime trope to bring up the Neo Holland Gundam. Like, we just kind of like that one because.
Yeah, but no one likes that one really.
But that's why we like it.
Nope.
Because we're hipster about it.
I did say, I think I said my favorite one from a Gundam series would probably be any of the Death Scythes.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, Death Scythes.
I actually like the Shenlongs, too, so it's a toss-up.
Big Zam.
Nice. Okay. So then the next Tumblr ask was,
has there ever been like a really, really, really popular anime out that you that we were just completely apathetic about?
Which is weird because I thought everybody's answer was going to be Hitalia, and see, I was the only one who answered.
Yeah, but you see, I don't even know
what that is really. So I guess that's called apathy.
Yeah. See, but the thing is, I understand why people like Hitalia. I just don't like the fans of Hitalia. I mean, I'm sure there's good fans of Hitalia. It's just like at conventions they go nuts.
Well, that's true, but see, I don't. Like, I've watched Hitalia.
And I agree, but I understand why people like it as the thing. I think it's funny, but I just can't. I just couldn't watch the whole thing. I just didn't care for it. So, yeah, that's why I didn't answer Hitalia. I said Black Butler, but Black Butler exploded, and I didn't care that it exploded. It's a good anime, but I didn't care to keep watching it. I mean, Dylan forgot that me and him checked out the first episode altogether.
Well, no, I remembered watching it. I didn't remember that you were there.
Oh, okay.
I just don't remember you.
Yeah. Well, okay, then that's fine.
So Black Butler was more memorable.
Wow.
Than hanging out with friends.
Than hanging out with me.
I said One Piece.
Yeah, so you just don't like it just because... is it just because it's like, too long of a series, or what? Because...
I don't know that. I mean, I think the idea of it is kind of cool, like a guy looking for treasure, but...
Well...
Yeah, I just don't care.
Yeah, and I mean, I like the characters, too. I just think it's just... I'm so far behind. I'm just not Victoria. I can't... I can't do 600 episodes in one sitting.
There's a lot of shows I've seen. I understand why they're entertaining, but I don't get how they got such a big boom or become so popular.
And
like Attack on Titan.
That's exactly the question. You said Attack on Titan?
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, I like that one.
Yeah, see, I really like Attack on Titan, too.
See, I like Attack on Titan, but, like, the huge fan base that came out of nowhere, I don't really understand how it became that popular. Yeah. Because, in all honesty, it's not that good an anime to me.
See, and I agree with you. It's definitely not my favorite anime ever. But understanding fandom is like understanding, I don't know,
rocket cancer. Science.
Yeah, right. Like, you'd have to be a fandom
rocket
scientist
science of
to
cancer.
But you also said Berserk, which is interesting because Berserk doesn't have a huge following, per se.
But like the fans I've seen have been like. All about Berserk. Like, yeah. I get it. It's fun, violent, and gory, and has a whole bunch of stupid scenes in it.
A Berserk for Berserk.
But it's like, okay, I don't get why you're that big a fan of it.
I'm on the other end of that, where I am a huge Berserk fan. I love Berserk. But the thing is, Glitch, I wasn't before. Like, I was with you. I was apathetic about the idea of Berserk because I just didn't have any idea about it. And then I watched the movies, and then I was like, oh... And then I read the manga, and I was like, oh. And I'm just all about it. I don't know. It's one of those.
It's a good story.
It is. It's fantastic.
Victoria said Vampire Knight. She liked it until it went crazy.
Oh, it was like her own WTF moment.
Right? Yeah.
Look at that. We came full circle. Woo!
God, I wish Sean was here so I could understand why. He always says Helsing, but from what I know last time, he's never seen Helsing. He says he doesn't like Helsing just because it has vampires, which I don't like vampires either.
Yeah,
but Helsing's awesome.
He said vampires are boring, which I 100% absolutely agree. Vampires are boring, but Helsing vampires are different in a way. Like
they're not regular vampires.
It is Dracula, but it's not. The classic Dracula.
See, I wish he was here so I could get this. I don't like talking about it while he's not here. Just that,
and
like...
The thing, too, wasn't the question about apathy and not dislike or like?
Yeah,
because
exactly.
I've never seen One Piece. I just don't care to ever watch it.
That's true, too. But this is me defending, like, why don't you like Helsing? It's so good. You know, so... that's the fandom in me coming out. But no, you're right.
There's a lot of animism just like... I understand why it's good. I just don't get why you think it's that good.
I'm not really one for apathy, so like I always try to form an opinion by seeing it rather than saying something about it before not. You know?
Well, that is apathy as well, seeing something and then saying, yeah, it's okay. Like, that's being apathetic.
Okay.
And then he also said Naruto, which I think Sean just doesn't like Naruto. He's not really apathetic towards it. He just doesn't like it.
I think that's more because the fans followed on that
one. No, definitely.
I don't know. Young Naruto is kind of annoying, too.
See, it's because of the whole American release. Like,
well, people can say the same thing about One Piece.
The Japanese one as well, but far less annoying.
I don't know, because when I watch Naruto, I prefer to watch it in Japanese. So I,
you know,
yeah. Which I'm still only on episode 30 of Naruto, and I haven't even started watching Shippuden.
You're getting up there.
Yeah, right.
Like, I know I wasn't there for the Kill la Kill one, but I kind of felt a way about Kill la Kill as well. Like, it's entertaining, but
I freaking love Kill la Kill. It's Studio Trigger. I'm just a Trigger fan. Like, anything that Studio Trigger released.
You're Trigger happy?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's what their fans. That's what their fans are called. So, I think that's it for our fan service, everybody.
So, yeah. Time for some shameless plugs.
It is time for some shameless plugs.
Woo!
If you guys would like to join in on our What the F Just Happened anime moments.
Yeah, I would really like to hear some more.
Yeah, because I'm sure people have some pretty good ones. And actually, also, please, guys, if you have an answer for the fan service questions, share your fan service questions. We'd love to hear them. You can email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That's wickedanimereviews, all one word, @gmail.com. You can also find us at facebook.com/wickedanime. And then, of course, our home at Nerdy Show on YouTube. Nerdyshow.com is nerdyshow.com/wickedanime, where you can find our YouTube videos and podcast, if you're not listening to the podcast on iTunes. And then our YouTube channel is youtube.com/wickedanimereviews.
Subscribes.
Yeah, we also have... Yeah, we're very, very close to reaching another milestone in our subscriber count. So please help us out. And then, of course, we have our Tumblr, which Victoria runs, as well as Jonathan and I. We visit. And you can find the Wicked Anime.
Visit our Tumblr every now and then.
And Twitter at Wicked Anime Fangirl, which is also Victoria.
Wicked A Fangirl.
Wicked
you
A.
Know what else they should do now? Is they should rate and review this podcast on iTunes.
They should. Yes. You should absolutely rate and review this iTunes.
Because we have our own channel now. We have
rate and review this iTunes.
Yeah,
share with friends.
I haven't even seen
that as a comment with 5 stars.
We're in the Nerdy Show Network podcast or iTunes channel, but we have our own list that you can subscribe to. So you can just subscribe, because originally you had to subscribe to Nerdy Show, which you got all the podcasts for, but now you can just subscribe to Wicked Anime. So definitely go onto iTunes and review our show. Tumblr told us we turned 2 yesterday. So our show is 2 years old.
We our Tumblr is 2 years old.
Which no, because we put in when our organization started on Tumblr. So
terrible twos.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
Yep, so Wicked Anime turned 2.
Yay! Happy birthday, Wicked Anime!
All right, guys, that's all for this episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast. We will see you all next time. It is time to send off the only way we know how.
Bye.
Guns are strong, blah, blah. Lungs are strong, sun's a morn from dusk to dawn. Nighttime belongs to the dog. When the street past midnight, look for him in the mall. Don't play with these cats, cause I ain't gonna say to these cats. For the moment, if you love them, please pray for these cats. Cause I know this is hard headed, but I ain't got the patience. Don't want me having no patience, turning to more patience. Full trip to the ICU, the ICU. Trying to get away with shit in a real nigga. What do you do? When my dog's at, I see them niggas. Did them, boy. That's how we do. Yeah, this is for my dog. This is for my dog. Yo, where we at, baby? From then till now, don't ask me how. Know that we gon' roll like this. Get the egg lock on the child.
What is that?
It was what?
I hear like music.
No, it was a scooter or a motorcycle.
Oh, okay.
Music.
Musical scooter.
Yeah, it sounded like violins.
It was the music of an engine.
Yeah, like instrumental violins coming in.
Or maybe it was like an ice cream truck.
Like, yeah. Or
I'm still here.
There's an ice cream truck that drives around my apartment complex.
Nice. I'm still here, so you know it's not an ice cream truck.
All of a sudden, I'll just be doing some of my apartment. I'll start hearing when the Saints go marching in.
Yeah. I'd kill for a Choco Taco right now.
Wicked A! Thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling friends, rating and reviewing on iTunes, shopping at nerdyshow.com/store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. To find out how you and your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of the Wicked Anime Podcast, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on your favorite social networks. We're glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment.